sorry.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Al, do you have an announcement or bulletin or traffic for the net?
I just wanted to check in. I didn't know if you heard me or not. This transmitter is kind of iffy. I'm not sure. I think it's Wednesday night. I'm here. It's Tuesday night.
Okay, Al, yeah, we're just now getting it started, and this is Susie. You are correct. I do have you in the log. Are there any other bulletins, announcement, or traffic for the net? Call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. We're going to start off with the pre-check-ins, and there were 13 of them tonight. I've never had that many. That's the first. Net control would like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla there over in Travers Rest. K4OIM. That's Walt, who normally calls this Tuesday night net, but he is moving. He's in the process of moving. Ham shack and all. He should be back Tuesday, but we'll see. No pressure. KA5WLL, that's Leroy. He's over in Taylor's. Good to have you tonight, Leroy. Or WHM, that's William over in Lake Hartwell. Good to have you, William. N4DJC, that's Jerry. He's over in Anderson. Good to have you tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. KW4TS, that's Jim. He's over in Pelzer. Good to have you tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. KG4WNP, that's Landon. And Landon is in Dacusville. Good to have you tonight, Landon. Hope you're doing well. W2MJB, that's Mark. He is in Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, Mark. K4RJN, that's John. And John is in Grambling, North Carolina. Good to have you tonight, John. I don't know if you're listening. I don't see you on Echolink. But if you are listening, good to have you tonight. K4HTP, that's Miss Wendy over in Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, Wendy. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. And KI4MLN, that's Al, who's a little bit early for Wednesday night's net. But that's okay, Al. We'll take you as a check-in on Tuesday's night net at any time. Are there any brand-new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before and would like to check into the net this evening called W4DJW? Okay, not hearing anything this evening, but we'll keep checking. There are tests and there are training sessions going on, so we'll keep checking. And we've got a couple of Echolink stations lined up. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, sir. Please can kilowatt 4 Yankee November Golf. K4YNG Fletch and Easley. And we'll be negative and negative. W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Please check in. K4 Zulu X-ray. K4 ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Paradigm in beautiful Greenville County. We're negative and negative tonight, but we're going to send 73s to you and all on the net. Have a good evening now.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4YNG, that's Fletch. He's over in Easley. Good to have you tonight, Fletch. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Sounding good on Echolink. And K4ZZX, that's Steve. He's over at the base of Paris Mountain in Greenville. Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Hope all's well and going well with you. We had another one popped in there from Bradenton, Florida, but he popped right back out. So he may be experiencing difficulties. We may pick him up in just a little bit. Tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter suffix are called. It begins with letters I through L. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
You check in and out. Kilo B. Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. This is KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you and all of them in. 73.
W4, DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Now control. Turn Kilo 9, Oscar Hotel, K9OH, Billy N, Anderson is evening. Good evening to you and all of them. That will be short time, 73 on.
W4, DJW. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. No traffic, no round table. But I do want to wish everyone a good night. 73.
Hello? Please check in. KO4HYC. Ann in Landrum, and my husband, KO4HYD, Steve.
DJW. Hello, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
DJW. And Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-Ray. It's Jeff down in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative. Appreciate you calling the net tonight, Dave. 73 to everybody on the net.
BWJW. In Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
W. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative. $73 on the net tonight.
Okay, that's a really good group. Net Control like to recognize KG4 JIA. That's Dennis. He's over in Gaffney. You're sounding good tonight, Dennis. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KK4 JFO. That's James. Sounding good from Tuxedo as usual. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. K9OH, that's Billy. He's over in Anderson. He's short time. Billy, feel free to secure at your leisure. We do appreciate you poking your head in the door and saying hello this evening. KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing him. KEC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You sounded good tonight, Larry. As usual, tell Miss Donna we said hello. And KO4HYC, that's Ann. She's bringing with her. KO4HYD, that's Steve. They're over in Landrum. Ann, you're sounding good. Tell Steve we said hey. Appreciate you guys stopping in, being with us this evening. KI4LTI, that's Andy. He's over on Table Rock. Good to have you this night, Andy. You're sounding good. KO4JQX, that's Jeff down in Ware Place. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jeff. Hope all's going well with you. KO4JKV, that's Duncan. He's over in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KO4LAO, that's Jim. He's over in Traveler's Rest. I like that call, Jim. That just kind of rolls right off the tongue. KO4LAO, I like that. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, I believe that's probably all of them because that was a lot. Any other stations from India, India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, please check in Sam, Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot, Slab Tim. Thank you, have a good night. 73 to you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KG4LPF. That's Sam. He's over in Slabtown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. You're sounding good. Take care. Stay safe. We'll go ahead now and bump into the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix the call begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. You sounded good tonight, Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Rick. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. Lorena, appreciate you being here. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. You guys stay safe. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Quebec Through Tango group. Station with the first letter of the suffix or call that begins with letters Q through T, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet, call W4DJW.
Check in AA4RM, that's Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo, Mike, I'm Robert in Easley, negative, negative.
JW.
Please check in November 2, Sierra, Uniform, Bravo, N2SUB, Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative, good evening to you and everyone on board.
DJW. Please check in Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew, good evening to you and all the net.
4DJW. Please check in N4RLX. Pilot, cross anchor, negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize AA4RM. That's Robert. He's over in Easley. He had a fantastic net last night. 62 check-ins on a Monday night. That is a good net, Robert. I enjoyed that. And N2SUB, that's Jim. He's over in South Greenville. You're sounding good, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. WN4S, that's Chris. He's over in Lyman. We're getting a lot of people from Lyman here lately. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And N4RLX, that's Pilot from Cross Anchor. Good to have you with us tonight, Pilot. Hope all's going well with you, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call W4DJW. All right, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead now and move it to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called that begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN. This is Alan. I'm in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
W4DJW. Please check in November 3 Zulu Lima and 3ZL. That's Greg in Candler, North Carolina. Negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
W. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize K4VKN. That's Alan, sounding good from Piedmont tonight. Alan, appreciate you taking time to check in with us. N3ZL, that's Greg over in Canada. Good to have you tonight, Greg. Your audio is just barely above the white noise, just letting you know. You're getting in there. It sounds like you're low power. And if you are low power, that's a good thing. You are making it in. But and it sounds like it might be just a tad off frequency. I'm not sure. Anyway, just giving you some feedback. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Greg. Take care. Stay safe. K4XB, that's Tommy in southern Greenville County. Sounded good tonight, Tommy. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Staying safe. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, wrapping around to the top of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta. First letter suffix or call begins with letters A through D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
DJW. This is Glenn. Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Gulf. KD2BNG in Gray Court. Just check in and out, and I'll just say hi. 73s.
Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ. No traffic, no comment. 73s to you and everybody on the net tonight.
DJW. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
Kilo Oscar 4,
Echo Yankee Victor. KO4EYZ, this is David. I'm mobile in Crossville. No traffic, no comments, 73.
Okay, Nick Control Lock recognized KO4AOW. That's David sounding good as usual from Inman this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. KD2BNG, that's Glenn. He's over in Gray Court. Good to have you tonight, Glenn. You're sounding good as well. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him KE3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. Hope you guys are doing well. And KO4EYV, that's David, who's mobile in Cross Hill. Good to have you as tonight, David. Stay safe out there on the mobile. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ. David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73 is to everybody on the net.
Gotcha, I'll be right back to you in just a minute. Next, I'd like to recognize KD2BYQ. That's David. Sounding good from Easley this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Stay safe. Go ahead, Al.
Al, you got a second.
Glenn, if you're still there, go ahead. Now, Al's calling you.
Glenn, KD2BNG. How you doing, Al? Call late tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. But good to hear from you. Nice to know you're still alive. And 73, you take care.
I'll get the phone number to you. The phone's got some issues, but I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Dave.
No problem. Glad we could get you guys together. Any other, let's see. Yeah, one last call for Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. And Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Yankee Quebec. I'm R. Lee, Gray Court, South Carolina, and I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, next control lock to recognize KO4AYQ. That's Arlie from Gray Court. Good to have you tonight, Arlie. It's been since October since you checked in with me. Good to have you back. I knew I had you in there once before. I pulled it up just to see when the last time you were here. Anyway, don't be a stranger. Good to have you with us tonight. We'll go ahead now and move on to the Echo Through Hotel group. Station with the first letter suffix they're called begins with letters E through H. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
So please check in, KK4HXB, Earl and Travis Rest, I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KK4HXB, that's Earl over in Travis Rest. Earl, it's been since May of last year since you checked in with me. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight. Better late than never. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith and Clovis. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on deck. Just check me in and out.
Good evening, everybody on. In and out. This is Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf. Kilo 4, ISG. Danny, and Gastonia, Gaston County, North Carolina. The thriving metropolis. 73, see you there.
Have you? Good, Miss Amy, you're well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith over in Columbus. Keith, the propagation winds are blowing your way because you're sounding good over here. At least on the Caesars Hit repeater, you're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KO4ISG, that's Danny over in Gastonia, North Carolina. Sounding good from Gastonia, North Carolina, too, Danny. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You got a good signal into Caesars Hit. And W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina, who Sid calls the net every Sunday at 8 p.m. on 14664. You're on 146.61 right now. He calls it on 146.64. Sundays at 8 with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday, 8 o'clock, 146.64, PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you would enjoy it, too. And then afterwards, stick around for the Slow Scan Net, because they have a good one. If you ever wanted to know anything about it, that's the place to go to learn. They've even got a place you can go out to on the Internet to see the pictures that are being passed back and forth over RF. Good to have you with us, nice Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that looks like that's going to wrap it up for the formal portion of the net. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of that with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RagChew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RagChews. The only problem is we don't have anybody hanging around for RagChew this evening. And we're not quite to the bottom of the hour, so second shift may not be here yet. So we're going to all go ahead and open it up for more check-ins because we've got 49 right now. We're not leaving until we get 50, at least 50. So any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, somebody is bringing up the repeater, but they're just barely bringing it up, and then it's dropping, and then they're bringing it up a few seconds later, and it's just dropping. So something's not holding. If you're trying to check in, move around, look at your radio, make sure your signal is transmitting the whole time. Make sure you're on frequency, and really like to get you checked in. We're looking for at least one more check-in, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we had a pile up there. It's more than just a double. I heard three separate voices, and they were all piled in there at the same time. Let's try it again one more time. Leave a little space between your throwing out my call and your call, and listen up. Got a few more people trying to check in. Let's try it again.
Back up in Penrose.
Okay, Patrick, take a look at your handy talkie if your battery is going dead when you're keying up, because you're getting the first couple of words and then we're not getting anything else. And I got Patrick and I got X in your call, and that's all I got. So try it again. Try to hold your handheld, if you're on a handheld, up a little bit higher and look at your red light or your signal strength indicator and make sure it's still transmitting. And try it one more time. Anybody pick up Patrick's call sign? I think it ends in an X-ray. Okay, maybe he went to change his battery. Maybe his battery's dying on him. We'll give him a minute to get back. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, please check in. Alpha Romeo Sierra, K4PRS, Peter and Piscopores.
Give up.
Still
boiling spring, negative and negative.
All right, we broke 50. That's good. That's what I was looking for. Net Control like to recognize K4PRS. That's Peter. He is over in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Peter. We do appreciate you checking in. You're number 50. And W4 Never Give Up. W4NGU, that's Phil over in Boiling Springs. You make number 51 tonight, Phil. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We're still 11 shy of what Robert got last night, so any other stations all the way through the alphabet that let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that looks like that's probably going to wrap it up. Have you missed anyone for comments, or have you missed any check-ins, call W4DJW.
DJW, KK4JBQ returning. Maybe I can help you through the second shift.
Okay, Larry, what's going on with you? What kind of a day did you have today?
But all the days are like every other day in the situation that we all find ourselves in. Well, I tell you, maybe I know I'm not alone. I watch a lot of YouTube, okay? And I want to tell you, there's a lot of YouTube. If there are hams out there that have not checked it out, gracious, on reviews for radios you might be interested in. Uh, construction projects to build everything from a small solid-state amplifier for, you know, QRP rigs, maybe. Morris keys, all kinds of them, and keyers as well. And occasionally you'll run across something like a ham who does other things. I'll let this drop for a second. So I came upon, his name is the Wiltshire Man, W-I-L-T-S-H-E-R, Wiltshire. This is in England. He's a Brit. He's Morris only. He's very accomplished in Morris, but he also does paramotors. You know what that is. He might help me explain that. He does motorcycle touring all over Great Britain and the Northern Isles. He also does bushcraft camping, which I'm just amazed at what people put themselves through and the smart tools they use. He makes knives for a living, bushcraft knives. Let's see what else he does. Oh, he's a dog owner, and he's owned terriers for quite some time. But he adopted from Spain a lurch. Now that's a dog breed that I was not familiar with. It's not common in the U.S., but quite common in Great Britain. A lurch is akin to a greyhound. It's kind of smaller. The same long legs and deep chest. He adopted a dog that had been mistreated, I think, and he has gentled her into a marvelous pup. She's going on a year and a half, I think, now. So, if you look around, you'll find things that hams do. As aside from amateur radio, and are leading interesting lives even in this time. I've talked long enough. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, that's very true about YouTube. I use that probably every day for one thing or another to look up something. I used it a whole lot while I was building SDR radios for looking at. So for example, when you're building an SDR radio, you got to have drivers for little piece parts that are on the board so that when it boots up, it can do what it's supposed to do, right? It's software defined. Software needs access to a lot of widgets out there, and widgets need drivers to make them work. So, yeah, a lot of going out there saying, okay, how do I get this driver loaded? Who's okay? Yeah, that's the wrong version. He's showing me what I shouldn't have done that I did do, and now I have to undo that and do it the right way. So you're absolutely right. It's a fantastic tool for that, and I've used it a lot. Even watching people, you know, that made the same mistake I made building little small soft rock radios, little tiny $40 40-meter receivers, right, that you can build in an afternoon, and you can put a long wire out there across the ground and listen to people on 40 meters. Really, really easy. A lot of fun. So, yeah, I enjoy that. A paramotor, that was one of the things that where I lived when I was over in Europe. They did a lot because there was this mountain that was close by. Like we've got Paris Mountain. They had Le Puy de Dôme was the name of it. It was a mountain kind of like that. And a parapente is, if you imagine, a parachute that is a ball. It's not just the top half of the ball. It's the whole ball. And then you take a slice out of it about 20 degrees wide from the perimeter, outside perimeter, all the way to the core, to the center. All right, take that slice and then make a parachute out of just that wedge that's at the top. All right, put strings coming down all the way down to the center. And then strap a motor to your back, electric motor or a gasoline engine, either one, and put a propeller on it and have it push you. And there you go, that's a parapente. You know, people in France fly around, well, people in Europe do it all over. Germany, they do it too. And they'll get on a mountaintop and they'll fly as far out as they can go All right, and see who can go out the furthest on a tank of gas, which is about a gallon, I think, is what it is, or a liter or 2 liters or something like that. Anyway, those things were a lot of fun. It was kind of scary at first, but they're so big and they do such a great job. You just kind of walk off of the side of the mountain while the fan is blowing you. They're blowing your back. You're kind of walking, and all of a sudden the ground just goes away from your feet. That's a lot of fun. I enjoy dogs, too, just like you, just like I think most of us. Or I got a cat and a dog. Had 3 dogs at one time, a pack, and they ran like a pack. Temperament when you've got 3 dogs, very, very different than temperament when you've got a single dog. They, when they're in a pack, they're much more well-behaved than when they're a single dog. When they're a single dog, they're protecting their domain, and any other dog that comes around, they're very protective of it. Total different personality. Well, Larry, I've talked enough, but I do appreciate you stopping by this evening. I'm on vacation for 2 weeks, so my days are unlike every other day. I'm trying to pack as much in as I can. I changed 16 doorknobs over the last 2 or 3 days, and now I'm working on a hexacopter and a quadcopter, changing out the flight controllers on them and getting them tuned up. They haven't flown in 5 years, getting them to where they're flyable. So trying to cram all that in, plus making trips out to Goodwill. Amy's on vacation with me this week. She wasn't last week, but she is this week. So she's cleaning stuff out of the closets, old clothes that haven't been worn in a long time. Kind of nice to take a break, but really doing more work while we're not working than we were when we were working. Back to you, KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KK4JBQ. Dave, I sympathize with the doorknob thing. I don't know how many in total or if 16 got it. But Donna took a notion to my hockey puck over here is listening to everything I say. You understand that. Okay. Okay, so she wanted to replace all the knobs on all the kitchen cabinets. And we found replacements. And there were like 80-some full knobs on the kitchen cabinet doors and drawers and circular things and everything. I didn't think I'd ever get that done. It helps to have these electric screwdrivers. It really, really does. And I wanted to mention to you before I turn you loose, that I listened to a very good conversation on, let's see, this is, yeah, it's a podcast, not a YouTube channel, but a podcast called Ham Radio Workbench. It was a conversation with the founder of Flex Radio, and he didn't divulge any deep, dark secrets about what's upcoming. It's beyond the 6600, I guess. But they are working on it, and he made your mouth water with how he spoke about that radio and helped me to understand what slices mean. And anyway, that's out there, and I think someone even with your knowledge of Flex might be interested in listening to that conversation. I thought I'd mention that. Dave, it's real good talking with you. It always is good talking with you. I hope you have a good night, and I hope the second shift is about ready to, it's 9:40, about ready to show up. You take care, won't you? W4DJW, KK4JBQ.
Okay, Larry, yeah, I listened to him. I know exactly who you're talking about. Back in the early days, my Flex radio is no longer supported or in production. Mine is one of, it wasn't the first one, but I think it was the second one they came out with. The first one was a 10-watt rig. The second one was a 100-watt rig. And I threw everything but the kitchen sink on it. And even the kitchen sink, it does UHF, VHF. I just added everything. Second receiver, a high output power module on the UHF. I loaded it up. This was way more than 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago when they first came out. And it uses FireWire. Unfortunately, it uses FireWire, and that FireWire drops out every now and then, and you have to kill the software and restart it, or sometimes unplug the wire. That's the reason they abandoned it. They went to TCP/IP for, you know, connect the radio to your LAN and connect your computer to your LAN, and the radio comes to your computer through the wireless, through the wired network. I guess you could do wireless too. I don't know. I've never tried that. But I've looked at those radios, but they don't do UHF and VHF anymore. And I can use mine as a UHF and VHF spectrum analyzer. It can double as that. So they called me and they wanted mine back, and they wanted me to buy a new one. They weren't going to give me near for what I had invested in, or near what it was actually worth to me. It's probably worth 10 times more to me than it is to somebody else on the market that's looking for one, just because I love it. I told my wife when I die I want to be buried with my Flex radio. But anyway, she probably won't do that. Anyway, the knobs on the cabinets, we did that quite a while back. That was before the wainscoting. I don't know if you're familiar with what wainscoting is, but the dining room, she wanted to put wainscoting up. The good thing out of that is I got me one of those radial miter saws that they have at Lowe's. I've been eyeballing those. Every time I walk by that tools, I was eyeballing those for years. Never pulled the trigger on it. Never had a reason to until she wanted to put wainscoting up. Had to get a great big router bit to do the swooshed out part on the part of the wainscoting that comes forward, like the wall sticking out at you. And I had to get the miter saw so that those joints in the corners, inside and out, would fit, would match. So anyway, I got a saw out of that deal. But before that, we changed all those knobs on all of the cabinets. I'm like, I couldn't even count those things. There were so many of them. And she did it in every bathroom and in the kitchen. So that was a ton of knobs. So yeah, that's, and you're absolutely right. That was electric drill job all the way. Doorknobs. I use electric drill for a few of the piece parts, but not for everything. Some of those things, you have to get them lined up just right, and you have to be careful with them. Anyway, Larry, appreciate you hanging around for the Rack Chew portion of that. It is always interesting. Like talking to you about what you were doing before you retired, too, the jewelry stuff. But I still think about that. You helped me out with a piece of jewelry that I was working on my wife's, one of her sets of things that came with her when we got married, with her diamond and her earrings and a bracelet, and they're all matching. Anyway, you helped me untangle one of those things. Appreciate that. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rack Chew portion of that. We'll see if Second Shift got here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into, including Echolink, because we do have an Echolink station over there. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, hello, Dave. If you do it, KO4-KQA. People are up before Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood, good evening baby yourself, all the net. No traffic in their line has been taken.
UKI4DOS.
Okay, got you, Gary. I'll be right back to you in just a second. Net Control Electric recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen over in Greenwood checking in via Echolink. Good to have you with us, Stephen. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being here. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I went back in my log here, Dave, and Patrick, the KO4HKX, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. He's the one that was checking in. He's down there in Penrose, up in Penrose, North Carolina.
I was trying to do that too, but when I had new stations coming in, I had to abandon that search. So thank you very much, Gary, for going back and getting KO4HKX. That's Patrick over in Penrose, North Carolina, who was checking in on either handheld with a dead battery or marginal on his propagation to get over to Caesar City Repeater. Anyway, Patrick, if you're still listening, thank Gary, because we got you checked in. Gary, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, Kilo Oscar 4 station, you're really, really, really down at the edge of the white noise, so try it again, but go ahead. I recognized you were, like, rechecking or something. Go ahead, try it again, but if you can, stand on your toes or tweak up your power or get a better X, because you're right there marginal, right at the white noise. Okay, maybe he'll try it again. Maybe he's changing up batteries or he's trying to pump up the power. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, there was an Echolink station that keyed up, but you weren't keyed up long enough to get much out, so I don't know what you said. Try it again. Okay, go ahead, Stephen.
Permission to call Gary KI4DOS, if you still on frequency.
Go ahead and call your station.
KI4DOS from KA4PQA. KI4DOS from KA4PQA. Are you still on frequency? Dave, I'm getting a response, so apparently he is gone, but I appreciate you allowing me to send the contact at KA4PQA.net control.
All right, Stephen. Well, maybe he had to abandon the office right there after he got that out. But hopefully he'll be able to. He'll be calling the net tomorrow night too. So if you want to check back in with him tomorrow night, he'll be there. Any other stations? One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. Dave, this is Jeff.
Go ahead, Jeff.
A while ago, trying to call you. You said I was down in the white noise. I got a new HD. I was just going to see if I could hit the repeater. I was surprised, really, I hit the repeater at all as far away as I am from the repeater. Because I'm way down here in lower Greenville County. So I appreciate you trying. I was surprised I hit it at all.
Okay, well, you were able to bring it up, and you were able to get a few words out. But if you were moving slightly left or slightly right, then that's probably what was going on. But, yeah, that's doing good. Propagation is pretty good tonight, too. When you hear Keith coming in as clear as he was, and Sid, when he comes in as clear as he came in tonight, propagation is a whole lot better on those kind of nights. I don't know what the deal is, but maybe a temperature inversion or something like that. But anyway, yeah, you were making it in, just not holding it up. But anyway, Jeff, appreciate you letting me know. Thought that wasn't quite sure who that was, but appreciate you letting me know.
Well, HT, it's only got a 3-inch rubber duck on it, but I want to see if I can get another antenna for it and see if it'll do any better. Thanks, Dave. I just want to let you know who it was.
Okay, yeah, 3-inch rubber duck, you're doing really good. You're doing fantastic for as far out as you are. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Kilo 4, Mike, Delta, India, K4MDI, Scott, Seneca, negative and negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize K4MDI. That's Scott. Sounding fantastic from Seneca this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW, I have a question.
Go ahead.
4AYQ. You were talking about a station that did slow scan. I think it was Sid or something. What was that frequency?
Yeah, that Sid has a net every Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. 8 p.m. 8 in the evening. Sid, his W4IOE, he has it's on 14664 repeater. It's on a repeater, 14664. He'll have the net at 8 o'clock. It's got a PL tone of 91.5, so 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. He'll have the net Sundays at 8, and then directly after the net, they'll go into the slow scan TV net, portion of the net. That's a separate net. But every Sunday at 8, 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. Arlie, does that give you what you need?
Look that up and tune in for that. I'm kind of interested in that slow scan stuff. And thank you, Dave.
Sure thing. Well, that's the place to go do it. I've gone over there and looked at the pictures on the internet. You can see them pretty good. I mean, they do a good job. So, and if you've got questions, that's the place to go to get answers. Anyway, appreciate you throwing that out there, Arlie. If you had that question, I'm sure others did too. So appreciate you asking. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
W.
Go ahead.
So Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec Yankee, Joe and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4JQY. That's Joe. Sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Joe, appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all, you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Gary, KI4DOS, will be calling the net tomorrow night. I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him. Stand by for just a second for my net report. Okay, not quite as good as Robert's net last night, but not bad. 55 is not bad. We'll take it. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.